Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from James. He didn't give me a specific topic. So what I want to talk about is a recent post on goingyourownway.com from someone named The Realist. And here's what he has to say, and I quote, "Gentlemen, after attempting yet again to be understanding of women's plight, having two kids with a deadbeat and getting yet again the same exact result, I have found a way that we should actually deal with this problem. I know a lot of you still use dating apps for the occasional pump and dump. I'm also pretty sure that you probably get hit up by a single mother at least once a week. I know that I do. And it's always the same experience. My ex won't take care of those kids, but I'm looking for a man to take his place and help me. Yes, they are. They always are. That's why they're on that site to begin with. We need to make these breeding cows understand that we're not some kind of reserve that they can run to when the hot ex-convict that they had to procreate with surprisingly doesn't show up. Why should we play another man's save game? Why should we help these heifers? It's not our fault they took a running start into the wall. So my proposed idea is this. Whenever a single mother hits you up on the app, report them for scamming. Make things up if you have to. These women need to understand that we're no longer going to take this BS. You all know as well as I do that they aren't looking for love. They're just looking for someone to replace the deadbeat. We seriously need to send a message that they messed up and now they have to live with the consequences. Gentlemen, let's make this happen. Let's send a message." Well, James, thanks for the donation and thanks to The Realist for posting this strategy on how to deal with single mothers. But I don't think it's nearly enough. Women know that there are many thirsty men out there that make it to their 30s as virgins and were probably picked last playing sports as a child in the schoolyard. And now they're being picked last by women, many of them being single mothers. Such guys were never in the sexual marketplace when they were a lot younger, so they don't understand that they're the man of last resort if she has a kid or two. A woman like that might sweeten the deal by letting a simp spawn up her slit and make himself a token downy baby. 2 or 3% of society's men going their own way, starving such women for attention and as well as their pension, aren't going to make a difference. The only thing that might actually do that is if all men went silent for a day and refused to speak to women entirely. We could call it the Men's Day of Silence. If we didn't talk to women, or more importantly, listen to them for a week or two, women would absolutely lose their minds. Then they would return to the sexual marketplace bargaining table defeated and have to make all sorts of concessions. But of course, this would only work if all men were forced to keep silent with women under some sort of punishment. As for the single mother problem, I'll get to that in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Developer. If you have an online business idea but don't have much money to start, then consider using the Red Pill Developer and his team. They'll work for free in exchange for a share of the booty. No, not this booty, but this one. You guys agree to a percentage ahead of time before teaming up. It's a marriage that might actually work. He can leverage his software, web, and app development skills for your business. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to single mothers using simps as a safety net in the Circus of Life Clown World show. Reporting single mothers on dating apps for things they didn't say obviously won't work, as the dating sites keep a log of everything that you tell thoughts out there. Be careful that one day some advertising company doesn't buy that information from Match Group, the company that owns Tinder, and then creates a perfect virtual woman that's an amalgamation of all the women you contacted or matched on there, and knows exactly what virtual face and personality to present to get you to buy some overpriced bauble. Most of us, if we use Tinder, use it for free. But when something is free, usually you're the product. If a guy makes up something about a single mother on a dating app reporting them for scamming, that just means we'll most likely get thrown off the platform. A better message is just to not respond to single mothers and give them crickets. No attention means that they can't steal your pension. Let them rely on government support instead. I know that's not really a solution, considering that you just know that much of the West is going to raise taxes like they have in Scandinavian countries, but with some tax planning, you could find a way to legally pay as little as you can, even if it'll never be enough. If simps avoid single mothers, the state will just tax us through the theft of inflation and pay for all those single mothers out there that way. Women are rigging the system in their favor. At that point, the only way to fight it is to do as little as possible because they can't tax you if you don't produce anything of value. No money means no honey, for the single mothers, that is. Let the governments build barns for those heifers and take care of them with the non-existent male money and resources. There are two ways to solve the single mother problem. Restore men to the financial head of the household and take women's income and ability to support themselves away, as well as welfare that was introduced in the late 60s and early 70s. or create a parallel system where men have better options than single mothers, sex bots, and artificial wombs. Besides that, there's no real simple way to fix what's happening. They wouldn't be single mothers if they knew there was no hope of being able to support those children. There wouldn't be any simps if women were scared of ending up all alone and in the gutter. They'd have to marry those simps, and those simps would need to man up and go out there and make money for their families. I fear the problem is going to get a lot worse as governments inevitably try the whole universal basic income bullshit stuff. That's just another layer of simping. Women have stepfathers, biological fathers, jobs for women, baby bonuses, a woman's parents and family, welfare, and soon universal basic income. If you were a woman, you'd want a simp to save you too. The smartest comment I saw on the Going Your Own Way forum regarding this story, that the single mother was a problem, was written by someone named CPRA. And here's what he has to say. Mexico has a practical solution for single women having a kid. Strip clubs like Adelitas and Tijuana. Women do not get welfare, alimony, and child support generally like the United States. They have to earn it by looking good and getting tips for stripping and selling beers and being nice to gentlemen in gentlemen's clubs. Mexican men who have family court judgments just jump the fence and work off the books in the United States. Just remember that these women are trying to hook up with the American two-legged wallet when you travel to these clubs with a lot of single moms. Like one guy who thought he found true love discovered when he got a look at his chica's cell phone, I thought it was love, until she showed me a text message that she tried to send me. And I noticed my contact name in her phone was USA Gringo number 7. If you value your sanity and wish to avoid family court hell and bankruptcy, never bring a foreign woman back to the land of the divorce lawyers. I also ran into a retired Navy guy who did. He was busting his ass trying to make the next month's alimony and child support payment for his Mexican ex-wife, for whom he got in citizenship papers. I also asked him if he realized they'd be a lot better off if he just kept his Mexican ex back in Mexico, instead of bringing her to the USA, unquotes. I guess I never thought about it that way. The guys head south of the border, or they head to the Southeast Asian countries to find a wife, and don't realize that they're single mothers. A lot of Filipinas come to Canada, but they have children back at home, and a family. But they marry you and have kids with you here, and then you support her other family back home as well. She's a secret single mother. And in some cases, she goes back and bangs her secret husband over there, and comes home and bangs you too. The scheming single mother is an international problem. After hearing that story, you probably wish you were from Mexico, so that your wife won a ruling for child support money and alimony, and you just moved to America, where you can start working in the orange fields and have a better standard of living. Maybe as feminism has been quickly spreading through Latin America, that's why there's so many economic migrants crossing the border. That there are too many single mother feminists in Brazil or something, and all the men in South and Central America are fleeing for America and Canada to avoid child support. They don't even need to be jabbed if they work here illegally. It's too bad that Western men can't flee to another more prosperous planet to escape having to pay for failing financial systems in the West that prop up single mothers. Then we could create a funny meme with a woman asking where have all the good men gone? And you could put a bunch of rockets in the background with another caption that says, good men leaving Earth and heading to outer space to see if there are good women out there somewhere on another planet. Speaking of other planets, we found one that's a little larger than Earth. And it's around a solar system that's the closest to ours, known as Proxima Centauri. It's only 4 light years away, so if we sent a probe out there that was 1/10th the speed of light, it would be there in 40 years. And we'd find out more about that planet within our lifetimes. We should put our efforts into that instead of building an unfeasible Martian colony due to a lack of gravity. That's how you make your species multiplanetary. You explore planets that are more hospitable to human life, or you work on a space elevator or more exotic forms of propulsion, instead of the human span in a can approach to spaceflight. If you think that men stopped giving women attention and stopped talking to them completely as bad, imagine if men started to scatter themselves out throughout outer space. Women would strap on a rocket onto their backs to go find us. Women's Achilles heel, regardless of if they're single mothers or not, is the need for men and children to use as emotional tampons. Sure, they might be able to physically torture cats, but they can't dump their feelings onto a cat and have it really listen and understand them. They can't get the emotional satisfaction they get from a man or the financial resources they can get from a simp as a single mother to help raise their children so their children become competent enough to take care of their mothers one day. The more the men go their own way from single mothers, the more the sons of single mothers will go through the process of soification. Again, the real solution to the single mother problem is that we don't create them in the first place. but that means restricting women's freedom and options, and that flies in the face of equality. So it's not going to happen. I want women to be equal to men and for them to deal with the same consequences of that equality. But thus far, they've been able to weasel their way out of equal consequences for equal freedom on account of being women. Unfortunately, I think the simping will only get worse, because dating apps are terrible technology for men because they lead to far fewer matches for most men in relationships. But they work in the favor of single mothers because it can only boost their attractiveness in the sexual marketplace. I remember a time when MGTOWs would mostly complain about the quality of dating damaged women that were childless. Now they're complaining about single mothers instead of just walking away from them on dating sites entirely. I see single mothers like street bumps meant to slow your car down. If they're small, you can just roll over them at full speed. But if they're bigger, you just go around them with one tire. If there are too many of them on one street, then I just don't go down the street anymore. If there are too many single mothers on the dating apps, then don't use them anymore. Problem solved. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that even simps in space would line up to smash a floating single mother land whale or space whale. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the single mothers from Mexico that try and strip their way into your heart away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.